Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, and don't worry if you're tuning in and going, what do you mean you're talking about the Red Wings? We're going to get to some other stuff, including the World Series being over and 4 days after the World Series, Scott Harris made his big, bold move for a bat. What does this year hold? I've got a question for the people. And we have to talk a little Lions, which, admittedly, this late in the week, you're not making a trade. It feels like we're going to have to wait until Monday. But we'll have a conversation about it, because I think you can draw some parallels to the current topic about Iserman, with Holmes, with Harris. How much longer are you all just going to drink from the fountain of trust before you go, do we get anything out of this? 248-539-9797. David, a couple of the ticket texts. We'll go back to the phones. I know we got to touch the table on some NFL football later in the hour.
It may be time to look for a new GM. This team looks slow and boring, just like last year and the year before. Nothing has changed.
Now, let me say this. I think that's a little disingenuous, because in stretches, the Wings were very exciting last year. Let's be fair now. They had a real barrage in December, and then they got hot as a firecracker in January, February, right? And they had that real run where they were scoring goals, and they had put themselves 9 points clear, and they did play a more exciting brand of hockey. And admittedly, even after they careened off the rails late, they were playing some exciting games. You know, it was a 6-5 game against Pittsburgh. Let's just be fair. You could say, hey, they didn't get the job done last year. They were much more enjoyable to watch last year than this year. No?
Oh, no. Much more. I totally agree with that. This year, you're kind of wondering, I've seen that. I expected improvements. I expected to see something different. And it's like you're giving me the same movie all over again, just recast it.
That sounds like the Marvel movies you like. David?
That is so untrue.
It's not recasting. It's great movie. Mike, great movie.
David, move past him. Just don't. Nothing to see here.
Purdue, Rico. Purdue.
Right. You'll be watching David. Purdue Northwestern.
Cosa was drafted 15th overall in 2021 with all kinds of hype around how good he was going to be. Yet, they keep signing these backup goaltenders. If Cosa isn't ready by now, maybe he just sucks.
No, I'm not doing that. I think, and Kenny, I'd love to bring you to the main stage. Your song is on. I just think they like to slow roll their prospects.
Yeah, they like to let them marinate quite a bit. That's what their strategy is. And bringing up a young goalie and saying, hey, do all the work, that's tough. You don't want to ruin the kid's confidence, but at the same time, you want to bring him in and integrate him into the system.
Well, the other thing is, when you're not willing to give a legitimate NHL defenseman amount of term, you're also not going to set a young guy up for success. So either pay the defenseman in front of him and play the goalie, or if you got a rat bleep defensive core, go get a real goalie. But they do neither.
Yeah, that Jeff Petrie turnover still is looming in my brain right now, Michael.
All righty. Let's go to the people. We go to Aaron, 97.1. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing really well, Mike, Rico, Kenny, David. Love you guys, man. Listen to you almost every day.
Thanks. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate you guys. All right, so here's the deal. And I know, Mike, you've talked about the fact that hockey is one of the few sports where you can be 8 games into a season and fire your coach. And I think that if Yzerman really wanted to take responsibility for the decisions he's made about the core group of guys on this team, he would fire Lalonde right now and bring somebody else in to show what the talent looks like under good leadership. Who is that? I'm not going to throw out any names. I don't care if he brings up Alex Tanguay from the assistant pool. Like, it doesn't matter. What matters is that if Yzerman in year 6 really thinks that he's made the right decisions for this roster and for this farm team, then you bring somebody in who gets the best out of the veterans and brings up the right kids from the lower leagues and makes this thing work. And if it doesn't work, then it was never the coach to begin with, and Yzerman should definitely be on the hot seat after this season.
See, I'm with him on this, Rico. Mm-hmm. Look, if you want to fire Lalonde, I view it just more as a litmus test for Steve than I do blaming Lalonde. I mean, look, I thought you could easily make a case to get rid of Lalonde last year. They didn't. The NHL, and Carl, Kenny, you guys can tell me what's up here, but like, I think 7 teams fired their coach during season last year, and 4 of them made the playoffs. So, Aaron, I mean, it's plausible.
No, and again, like you just said, Mike, I'm not necessarily even blaming Lalonde, but at some point, Yzerman's got to take responsibility for the decisions he's made, and if he thinks he's made the right decisions and the coach isn't getting the right things out of it, then it's up to him as an executive to make an executive decision and say, no, I need somebody in here who can get the best out of these guys that I know that are good, that I drafted and I've developed.
Yep. Well, and Aaron, appreciate the call, brother. Kenny, do you have a name you'd want? You know, what is that dream coaching replacement? Or and it's okay if you say there isn't one. I wonder, like, who are people in the hockey elite pining for? Oh, fire Lalonde. Well, who do you want?
This is going to cause a lot of drama if this actually happens, and I'm certainly
not. Don't say Joel Quenneville.
I'm not calling for it.
You can't. How could you hire him?
Because he's an NHL head coach. And at the end of the day, Mike Babcock still got jobs after he was a noted piece of garbage.
That's not the same.
I know it's not the same. It's absolutely not the same.
Dude, being a red ass with your players is different than giving a glowing performance review to a predator.
I agree. And I'm not even trying to liken the two. I'm just saying that if you have an NHL head coach, he's getting coach smoke from other teams in the league. It's not just the Red Wings.
Wow,
it's not just
I don't know
us.
What to do with that?
I agree.
I just view the Blackhawks as radioactive.
Absolutely,
that era,
as it
the
should.
Stan Bowman stuff, the Quenneville thing, all of them, just Chernobyl.
But guess who just got a job this offseason? Stan Bowman.
Stan Bowman.
They're not radioactive. But they should be, but they're not.
And look, it's not the power rank bad things. But didn't we take AJ Hinch?
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Being
That's
a cheater is different than what Quenneville did.
No. But in the world of sports, cheating is a mortal sin. Now, I said I'm not. It's not a power ranking, but
all I'm saying is I wouldn't bring up Quenneville's name if other teams also weren't showing interest in this guy, because they are. And it's pretty gross, but it's true.
Wow.
Can I give you a different name?
Sure.
This is just someone out of the background.
Al Arbor.
What about Sergei Fedorov? He coached in the KHL.
I mean, it's fine if that's what you want to do. I don't know that his coaching translates to the NHL.
Put the guy's
NHL,
number in the rafters.
I was about to say.
Hiring him to coach the team?
Right.
Does he want to work here?
Is that going to be in the contract?
I want to say no to that,
but I need my number.
I just wanted to throw a different name out there than Quenneville. I'm so sorry, guys.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to be talking about Quenneville anymore.
Yeah, you got Kenny off the hot seat with an even worse suggestion. Thanks for that.
I'm not suggesting it. Let me clear that up right freaking now. I'm not suggesting it. I'm saying that's what's being talked about in hockey circles. Leave
just
me alone.
Just keeping you sharp, Kenny. Kenny endorses Joel Quenneville.
No, do not play the Drake breaking news sound.
I'm Kenny Cott, and I approve this message.
I do not approve this message.
Joel Quenneville's a reformed man.
Thanksgiving. That is the correct
word. Thanksgiving. Hey, question. By the time Thanksgiving happens, is Lalonde the coach?
It's a great question. I think there's
It's not my first rodeo.
I think the real I think there's a real shot. The answer to that is no.
Yeah. Okay. Thanksgiving. All right. Well, later in, we'll tune in to see Kenny's list of hardened criminals who could be the head coach.
That's not what I'm saying.
Kenny would like Al Capone.
The Menendez brothers to run the Red Wings.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Jesus. 248-539. I gotta go. Oh, man. Wow. All right, good stuff. We'll get more of the people coming up. A lot of, hey, listen, and guys, you guys have been incredible on this. Maybe it's a sign there is a pent-up anger in the fan base because the phone traffic has been, this is equal to a Lions game day Monday. I mean, this is, people are angry. And if you're just tuning in, understand, for the Red Wings to be booed off home ice three times this early in the season, including last night, I think it speaks to, especially the people that pay to go to these games. It speaks to, there's an angst here. So I kind of just, maybe we've kind of tapped into something. We'll get more of your calls coming up next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.